George, how's it feel to be in, but also be back to playing good baseball?
That's a great feeling. It was a little up and down throughout the year, but we got in, and that was our goal. We made the postseason, but now we got bigger things ahead of us. We got to focus on our first game, which is Indiana. They're playing really good baseball, but we're taking one step at a time and keep playing good baseball.
What's your reaction to being put in the Austin region?
I think it's great. It's going to be as good an atmosphere as we could hope for, other than playing at home, but it's going to be like playing at home. There's going to be a lot of A&M fans there, and I think it's going to be a big asset for us, is having a home crowd.
Actually works out well for your family, right, being from Georgetown?
Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes from Dishwalk, so I might get to go home and see the dogs a little bit. So I'm excited about that. But, no, it's good. We made it, and now it's time to get better today.
What changed, you know, first the last couple series of the regular season, mm-hmm. going into the SEC tournament, George? What was the – you think the biggest difference is, and what do you take from that headed forward?
We played free, you know. We didn't worry about what was going to happen, what might happen. I think that's where we play our best, is when we just go out there and play for each other for the most part, and just play 100% free. No, we're not worried about consequences, what might happen, if we might get in, might not, but now we're in, so all the pressure's off.
The difference between last year and this year, that first mm-hmm. game obviously played, so it was so important this year to get mm-hmm. you on that roll, and I know y'all didn't want to experience that again, waiting around, you know, of a short trip there, so how important was that to have your mind right?
Yeah, that was huge for us. We took it one game at a time. We played really good baseball, even the game we lost. I mean, we played complete game. Pitching was great. We had offense. We just didn't cash in. And that's something we're going to have to improve on this week and get ready for Friday.
How do you feel like you personally are getting better offensively? It seems like you've been able to turn things around at the plate.
It's a process. Take it one day at a time and don't let past experiences, past failures dictate what's going to happen the next at bat.
Any A&M against Texas memories you have as a kid, baseball-wise?
I grew up, 20 minutes from Dishwalk, so I went to a lot of games there with buddies. Not really a fan, but I went to watch baseball there. But, I mean, my biggest memory is probably my freshman year here, walk-off home run and beat Texas. And that's going to be something that we're going to have to talk to the team about, is just not get too emotional about it, because it's huge. It is a rivalry. Can't deny that, but they're another baseball team, so that's how we got to look at it.
Playing two teams from the same state, I mean, Texas Southern, I know you guys, I don't believe, played them this year, but a little bit of familiarity with them, as well as Texas having played them this season. So does that help you guys?
It does. I mean, we've experienced it. We had the atmosphere here playing UT, so that's going to be a little bit different being at their place, but it's something to put in our back pocket, knowing that we've already been there, we played them, so that's going to be good for us going in.
How can this lineup be impacted by Foster and Andreetis really getting going in Hoover?
It's a huge help to get all guys firing on all cylinders for the postseason. I mean, this is the time we need them, so it's great to see that.
What can you say about your pitching? Obviously, it's been unbelievable all year, and especially in the SEC tournament, to have other guys mm-hmm. even stepping up that were called upon. How do you feel about your arms headed in?
I feel really good. I couldn't ask for anything more of what they've done all year, and especially in the SEC tournament. They're going to give us a chance to win, and we got to do our part offensively to help them out.